Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Coluccio. Batting third. The right fielder, Dave May. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Pedro Garcia. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Briggs. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting eighth. The DH, Rob Ellis. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jim Slayton. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting seventh. The DH, Ron Santo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a line drive towards short. Leon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards third. Money fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta takes first base on ball four. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coluccio. Allen reaches second base with a double. Horta goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton takes first base on ball four. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Allen scores. Melton moves to second. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs takes first base on ball four. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a line drive into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis strikes out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon misplays the ball. That's an error on Leon. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 1 in the game. Coluccio is hit by the pitch. Yount moves to second. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Horta strikes out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Allen takes first base on ball 4. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a fly ball into left field. Briggs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 1 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Briggs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Herman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 1 in the game. Ellis hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 1 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Slayton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 2 in the game. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 2 in the game. Money hits a line drive into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Coluccio takes first base on ball 4. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Coluccio moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Coluccio scores. May moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. May moves to third. Two outs. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Allen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May takes first base on ball 4. Allen moves to second. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Melton bunts towards third. Money fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Allen moves to third. May moves to second. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Henderson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Allen scores. May moves to third. Melton moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount fields it and throws to home to get May. Melton moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Slayton covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Buddy Bradford now playing left field. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 2 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 0 for 2 in the game. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cy Acosta now pitching. Daryl Porter pinch hits for Robin Yount. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Ellis moves to second. Tim Johnson pinch runs for Daryl Porter. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 3 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. Ellis moves to third. Two outs. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Ellis scores. Money moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Bob Coluccio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coluccio is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Coluccio hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Johnson now playing shortstop. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon is called out on strikes. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 3 in the game. Kelly bunts in front of the plate. Moore fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Moore and he is out, Johnson applying the tag. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Horta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Coluccio. Horta reaches second base with a double. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allen is walked intentionally. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford takes first base on ball 4. Horta moves to third. Allen moves to second. Tom Murphy now pitching. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Melton hits a fly ball into center field. Coluccio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Tony Muser now playing first base. Dave May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. May hits a line drive towards short. Leon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Scott strikes out. Two outs. Pedro Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 3 in the game. Garcia hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Henderson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Garcia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 3 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. John Briggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Briggs is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Briggs hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 3 in the game. Moore hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.